This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study in which we've been involved for the past several days of the all-important question, what must I do to be saved? I know many people, sincere and honest, who believe that the Bible teaches that one is saved the very moment he believes. And I have them to cite to me such passages as Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And perhaps other passages such as John 3:16 and Romans 5 and 1. But as I've been explaining the past few days, none of these passages or any other passage in the Bible teaches that we are saved by grace only. It does teach that we're saved by grace, but it does not teach we're saved by grace only. It does teach that we're saved by faith, but it does not teach that we are saved by faith only. It does teach that we're saved by grace without some works, but it does not teach that we're saved by grace without any works at all. When the Bible makes clear, as it does in Romans 11 and verse 6, that if you're saved by grace, then works are not involved, it clearly means works of merit. But the Bible must be fitted together. It is not a contradictory book. It does not teach in one passage what it contradicts in another passage. Romans chapter 11 and verse 6 must be fitted together with James chapter 2 verse 24, which says, you see, that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Now as we continue our study today, I want to emphasize that although God offers salvation to everybody, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, and Titus chapter 2 verse 11, and although men are saved by faith, Romans 5 and 1, no one is saved by a dead faith. Now what is dead faith? The Bible gives the answer. Open your Bible, if you will, and read for yourself in James chapter 2 verse 26. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. Now, God expects us to understand that anything which is dead cannot avail to our salvation. We all understand that if a body is dead, if there is simply a corpse lying on the shore of a lake or a river, and anyone should be drowning in that river or lake, no one in his right mind would expect the corpse to suddenly arise and dive into the lake and swim to the person and save him. Just so it is that dead faith cannot save. It is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish anything at all. Faith must be living, active, and obedient. So, the Bible teaches, as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. But faith is made perfect in our acts of obedience. The very basic idea of faith is trust and confidence. Now, how does one show his trust and confidence in God? To live a life of faith. But what does it mean to live a life of faith? It means to live a life of taking God at His Word. In Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, the Bible uses Abraham in order to illustrate what is meant by faith. That is, an acceptable faith, a living faith, not a dead faith. When it says of Abraham that he wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Now you see, what he was doing was simply being willing to take God at his word. If God said, if you do thus and so, you'll receive the blessing, he knew that he could not receive the blessing without doing what God said. He further knew that when God said, if you do thus and so, you'll be punished, or if you fail to do thus and so, you'll be punished, he knew that the punishment would come just as God said it would. And so it is, to live a life of faith is to live a life of trust and confidence in God. Now that means to live a life of trusting in His Word, taking God at His Word. You cannot be saved by faith without being obedient to what the Bible plainly teaches. And the Bible plainly teaches that one is not saved by faith alone, but by acts of obedience unto God. James chapter 2, verses 24 to 26. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.